Yeah. What's the word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, how y'all coming? Introducing myself, as y'all know, Mr. Money Man, Triple OG, Old Dog, the Black God, bringing y'all a live podcast this time. Got a special guest today, Miss Lyrisy Tell, natural herbalist, school teacher, educated black beautiful queen. She teaches small children, and she's also a mother of a teenage boy, her only child. Great friend of mine, my dear sweetheart. You know, love her to death. We're real close, real tight friends. And, you know, we're growing together, and she's very educated. So she'd be probably the first person I would love to have on this podcast today. So, Miss Lyrisy, tell them about what you do and your story and herbalist and sex or whatever you got going on, whatever education you can bring to the table. Talk to them.
Hello, guys. So my name is Lyrisy Tell. I'm an herbalist. I'm a school teacher, producer, artist. And I got into herbalism, you know, when I was younger, much younger. I was dealing with a particular young man, and I had sex, you know. At first, I thought he gave me an STD, right? Mm-hmm. Because I felt this real sharp pain around my pelvis. And I was like, you know what? He probably gave me something. Like, so when I went to the doctor, come to find out I had a cyst on my ovaries. And, what? You know, when you're young, you're like, what? What are you talking about, right?
Sure.
And they told me that because it was only 4 centimeters, and that I either have to wait until it get bigger so they could give me medication, or I just have to go through the pain, or they would just give me like birth control pills. So I was like, I'm really against birth control pills because birth control pills makes me gain weight, and
yeah, I hear that.
And it affects my hormones bad. Like, it's no. When you're like already thick, you're not trying to gain the weight, you know. I wasn't trying to gain the weight, so I was against that. So I was like, so what's the other alternative? And they was just saying that I had to wait until it got bigger, or it would just remain the same. But the way that it's going, it's probably gonna get bigger, and if it get bigger, we could surgically remove it. And I was like, what? Like, no. So I'm from a West Indian household. So I remember calling my grandmother up, and she's like, you know, take this herb. But see, we're West Indian, right? So certain herbs, they didn't have it in the United States. So my grandmother had to send the herbs to I live in New York. So she had to send this from Jamaica to New York.
For sure.
Right. And when I took the herbs, at first I was like, I don't know if herbs will really help me, because I'm really going through real. I don't think the herbs and, you know, blase, blase. And herbs actually did help me. Like, it helped me to the fact that I no longer had that problem. It was clearing up my skin, because at that time I also was going through cystic acne, where like I would break out really bad from just acne. And although I was older, like in my 20s, I was like, I'm old. I should be over this puberty stage. Like, why am I still breaking out? And not knowing that it was also coming from the food. And another thing, I actually thought, like, you know how they say, like, yogurt and probiotics, it was breaking on me even more, right?
Yeah.
So this is how I actually got with herbs, because I thought I had an STD, and actually I didn't have an STD, so, you know. So that
Thank
was
God
one of the reasons I got into herbs, is because it started my journey from that incident. And ever since that, I've been taking herbs ever since. Because since it could help me with that issue, because the doctors, you know, they really push surgery. They really push it because it gives them more money at the end of the day. Because everything is about, but when it comes to doctors, they want to push medication. They want to push surgery on you because it gives them more money at the end of the day. And herbs really helped me along my journey. And I must say that it's something that I'm like heavy into. I'm really into herbs. And when I even talk about herbs, a lot of people just think I'm talking about marijuana. I'm like, no, there's other types of herbs, like mullein, which is good for your throat. You got fenugreek seeds that's really good for your vagina. It gives you a different smell to your vagina. Like, you have, I remember I was dating a guy, he would take a tablespoon actually of ascorbic acid, 100% ascorbic acid, a tablespoon, and put in his water. I'm gonna tell you this, that's the first guy I ever, and that's the first guy, and that's the only guy I ever met that his semen tasted like honey, like straight up like honey.
Ooh wee.
And I'm like, and he took it religiously, like he took it every single day, and it really helped him too with his energy. Like, it was because your sorb is 100% ascorbic acid, a tablespoon a day in a powder form. That was the only man since, and that was in my 20s. That was the only man I ever met that had the best semen.
So tell
ever.
Them where they can get that from. Tell them.
You can get online. You can go online, Amazon. Make sure that it says 100% ascorbic acid. Nothing else, just 100% ascorbic acid, natural.
Tell them the side effects and how it's going to taste and all that stuff.
So the side effects is, it gives you energy. You can even take it as a female, but it's really good for men. It's good for everybody. It's good. I must say, in children, you have to be careful of the dosage because you don't know the side effects that it may have on children. But usually, because it's, since it's so pure, you want to be careful when it comes to children. But anybody over, like they say, 12 and older, a tablespoon a day is good. It's really good. You can even start with a teaspoon.
What is it good for in your body?
It's good for energy. And it also, it's mostly good for energy. But this guy, he was taking it to like really flush him out, because the tablespoon would flush him out, right? And when I say his semen tasted like honey, I'm so, and like, all right, I would say, like, when I'm like fellatio, have given somebody head, you just have like, I don't even want to taste the semen, you know what I mean? But I don't even want you to come in my mouth like that, because like most men, like, all right, I'm vegan. I don't eat meat at all.
I know.
It depends. It's rare if I eat fish. Like, it's really rare. Like, so it's like vegetarian. Like,
it shows. You know why it shows? Right? Because your skin, not to cut you off, but your skin is melanated to the first degree. It's like, your body is nice. I know you work out and everything. It shows in your eyes, your nice eyes, everything. Beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? Even your hair, it shows. So, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, keep it up. But keep, continue to break it down to them, to educate these people on what they can do, what they need. Because trust me, we need, especially as people of color.
Mm-hmm. So, I would say vegetarian, because vegetarian is more like you eat the fish, or pescatarian. Eat the fish. It's rare that I eat the fish, because it has to be wild caught in order for me to eat it, because farm raised, it makes me sick over time. So I try to stay away as much as, I don't eat as a lot of fish that I used to eat. If I'm going to like the tropics, like the Caribbean, because it's more fresh, they're gonna take it right off the sea, you know. It's different types of water, different types of air. But when I met that particular man, I'm telling you, like, he has the best semen. I'm telling you, the best semen. Like, it tasted straight like honey. You ever heard that Erykah Badu song, Honey? Yeah. Yes, that's. Yeah. I think she was talking about that. It's ascorbic acid, 100. Make sure it says 100% ascorbic acid. You go buy it on Amazon.
Y'all dudes, y'all hear that, don't you? You better pay attention and listen closely. All right, we gonna translate this. If you don't speak English, translate this, because I'm going to get me some. I'm finna order me some tonight. You understand me? This is coming from a beautiful woman's mouth. So y'all hear it from the best. Now keep going.
For females, I tried it with. It just gives me energy, right? But for females, if they want their, you know, their wop to smell good, their vagina to smell good, it's called fenugreek seeds. Now, fenugreek seeds is in a lot of Indian cuisine. So when you're dealing with seeds, in order to break down a cell wall and to actually get the potency out of seeds, mm-hmm. you could like put it in, you could soak it overnight in water because you want it to be soft, or you can, how do I say, it's a term that I'm, like you put it in a pot and you like actually like move around the pot a little bit. Make sure like it turns a certain color when it's in a pot. It turns a little darker. It's actually a word. It's not coming off. It's like on the tip of my, I forgot the actual name, but that's good. Fenugreek seeds is really good. I remember one time I tried fenugreek seeds. Fenugreek seeds is also good for mothers that's breastfeeding. It's also good for if you have diabetes. You got to make sure you drink fenugreek seeds, at least the tea, at least 3 times for the day. That's how potent, because it's so good. Like, it makes your vagina smell like maple syrup.
Ooh-wee.
Thing about this fenugreek seeds is very bitter, but it smells so sweet when you making it into tea. And when you're making it in tea, you have to, like, it's a word. You put it in a pot, no water. You're stirring it around, making sure it gets its color first, and then you add water, let it boil, and then you drink it. That's how you have to, because it's a seed, so it's like anytime it's a seed or a root, you have to break down the cell wall.
So I got a question. I'm pretty sure everybody would want to ask the same thing I'm about to ask you. First question is, these seeds are like real small, and
yes, they're real small.
How many teaspoons of seeds per serving?
So it has it on the bag. If you were to get it per serving, it has it on the bag, but you could do a tablespoon.
Okay.
It depends on you, because I'm gonna tell you, it's very bitter. When most bitter herbs are the ones that's actually really good for you. It really cleans you out. It's a bitter herb, but when you sweet, like I'm telling you, you'll be surprised, because when you're like making it as a tea, the aroma, it smells so good. But as soon as you drink it, it's like, ugh, like why? But it's really good.
But you can't get used to it. You have no choice if you want to clean yourself out, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also good for people that got diabetes.
Okay, y'all hear that, right?
It's really good for your insulin.
Oh, great. So what's a great herb for toxins in the body? Is that a great herb for toxins?
You have other herbs that's really good for toxins. You have like you got dandelion. You also can make dandelion tea. You got burdock root. You got sarsaparilla. You got other herbs that's really good. It depends on what toxins are you talking about, because there's different types of toxins. You have intestinal tract, and you got worms in your body. If you got worms in your body, it's a really good one is black walnut, but you have to also take it with wormwood. And wormwood is really good. Those two, I'm telling you right now, it's bitter. You're going to be like, ugh. But it's really good. You can even add a little bit of agave if you want to with it. But I try to take my herbs straight up because I want the most out of it. But you can also mix it with not sugar, like a little bit of honey if you prefer, or agave. Agave is really sweet. But, it depends.
Spell that for them, for the ones that's a little illiterate and don't know how to spell some of these herbs. Spell agave for them.
No, like that's agave is not an herb. Agave is like a sweetener. So it's A-G-A-V-E. It's actually a plant. Agave. Okay. They actually make agave plant. The Mexicans actually use it from tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agave is real sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's real dope. So, another question.
Mm-hmm.
What herb, as a man, what herb would I use? Say if I was a man that my sex drive ain't good, or, you know, the sex in the bed with my wife or my girlfriend ain't what it used to be, and I'm trying to giddy up. or something like that. And I would not only giddy up, I'm trying to, you know, get a good feeling, good sensation, and I want to last longer than normal. What
it's
herb?
It's called black maca. So maca comes in three types. You got the red, you got the white, and the black one. So the black maca is from maca. It's actually from Peru, and they did a study from this with the Chinese. Once the Chinese came over Peru, and they just marketed, they try to take the route back to China, but it didn't go so good. So, you know, they had to capitalize on the market in Peru. So they, you know, they got farms set up where they just, you know, harvest maca root. But black maca, if you was to get a hold of the real black maca, I'm telling you, it's so excellent. The Chinese government is doing so much patent. Mind you, this plant is actually in Peru. It's the highest elevation. It actually grows on a mountain, right? Mm-hmm. The Chinese government actually have so much patents on this herb. It's really good. They even give it to athletes to make them perform better. The Chinese government actually give it to their athletes. They have a whole commercial on this. It's really good. This is called black maca. You got ginseng is good too, but black maca is the best on the market.
And they can get it in stores and also on Amazon also.
Black maca is really hard to get because there's so many imitations of it. So you would have to, ginseng is good. Black, let me see where you would go to get the Chinese. You would have to go to a Chinese market to actually get the black maca. They have it in different types of drinks, but ginseng is good. Damiana is good. Mm-hmm. Damiana now, in Louisiana, they have banned Damiana, right? Because it's it's a type of herb that it also makes you, it makes you not hallucinate, but it's they call it the love herb. Like if a woman was to give it to you, like a lot of it, it makes you fall in love.
Wow.
Because they, I'm not going to put the stereotype on Louisiana, but you know Louisiana is known for, and they even promote this, voodoo.
Of course. South Carolina is too.
They promote it. They has actually, because I read a study on it, they actually banned Damiana because they was using it in a lot of love spells. And it actually, that's what it does. It makes your man, if you go to the right, which I would say they use Damiana to put love spells on men that they don't cheat, that you can control your man with this herb. It's called the love herb. But it's actually really good for your skin though, if you use it with Uvaerce. Uvaerce is also good for the vagina as well. Though that's also a herb that you, if you're having cysts, if you're trying to get pregnant, I forgot the name of the tribe, but it's an indigenous tribe that the men will smoke it out. Because there's also smoking herb, Uvaerce, that if you're trying to get pregnant, you use Uvaerce. It's also called bayberry.
So it activates them ovaries and them eggs and stuff, huh?
Yes, it actually makes you get pregnant. And I would say you would have to take Uvaerce about 3 cups of tea. Every day for a month straight.
Is it good for man semen? Man sperm count?
it's not really used for that, because I study an indigenous tribe. It's not really good for that, for the men's sperm count, but it can be used for that. It's also good for people that has diabetes as well.
Oh, that's cool. So, I had another question for myself. You know, I've always hear about garlic this, garlic that. What is garlic good for?
Garlic is good for a lot of things. It's actually good for your intestines. It's good for, I don't really study garlic. I really study other herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Because garlic is like, you could use it for just about anything. Mm-hmm. I study like herbs that's like, that's more potent than garlic.
Yes.
That's grew up in, that's like grown in the mountains. Because, you know, they say the highest elevation of herbs is really good for your body. I usually study those type of herbs. I don't really study garlic. Because garlic is good for a whole lot of ailments.
I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to this. And I'm going to ask it anyway, just for others to hear this out. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people that's listening is going to have the same exact answer or maybe similar. Why do you think the government make it so hard for us to even know about these herbs and things, let alone find them? Why do you think it's so hard?
I don't think the government makes it hard, because I heard that the FDA is trying to put a, is trying to tax these herbs. I don't think it's hard. I think you just got to do the research and actually study these herbs. I don't think it's, I think the information is out there.
Okay. So what do you think about, when you talk about sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
From your perspective as a woman, mm-hmm. try not to speak for other women, speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sexually, what do you like in a man? Whether if it's oral, size, stamina, what do you prefer in a man when it comes to sex? Foreplay? I mean, break it down. Because you are a woman, so I want your perspective on this.
When it comes to a man, I like a man that has stamina. I like a man to go all out. I like him to do different things in the bedroom. Like, it can entice me. That's what I'm mostly into. Like, I want it to be, I want to engage with you. Mm-hmm. I want to do all types of positions, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I want you to last all like, or I want you to last as long as it takes for you to last, to make me, or not even make me, to enjoy myself.
Gotcha. So you think it's, it depends on the man. Do you think it's hard for a lot of women to have that real orgasm? And do women fake orgasms a lot? Because that's a question that every man wants to know. You hear rumors about that. But, you know, of course, a lot of women not going to tell their man that because it's embarrassing. But do you think women fake orgasm?
Okay, so I'm not going to talk to every woman, but I have faked an orgasm, yes. To make the man feel good about his sex game. Because I kid about...
That's funny.
Like, when I was younger, I kid. But as I got older, I really don't care. And it depends. I won't even talk about it. Like, I remember a guy that I really did like. You know, I really did like him. I known him for quite a long time. And he asked me, and I was like, do you really want me to answer you? If you have to ask, like, so I was playing, like, reverse psychology on him. But I really didn't want to tell him that he was trash, you know. And I usually say, if I haven't done a certain particular move with you, that means you're not really good.
Ooh, y'all hear that, guys. Sometimes you think you're doing something to these women, and you really ain't doing shit. And these women are compassionate beings. So they feel so sorry for your ass, they'll literally go all out the way to fake an orgasm. And this is one of the ones that's done that. I've heard stories. But when y'all guys out there bragging, you got this and you got that, dick don't pay the bills, man. That's all I'm saying. So, like, how many orgasms you think a woman can bust within one setting?
A lot. Because I feel like even when you, like, it depends on the positions, really, right? It really depends on the positions, right? But I believe, like, a guy can be like, oh, I'm done. I already got my nut and I can't go any longer, right? A female like, well, me in particular, I'm like, I can still go longer and I need you to, you know, perform the task. Like, I'm gonna let you get a breather, drink some water, and let's get back into this because I need to, you know, get where I need to go, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Not even get to where I need to go. Like, I need to get that nut too. Like, I need to release that emotion too, release that stress too. Like, you just can't be just... And as I got older, this is when I realized I really don't care if you get your nut or not. Once I get my nut, that's what I care about.
It's over.
And I realized that.
Oh, I hear y'all also can fake the leg shape. Now, tell me, woman like yourself, like you said, you can't speak for all women. So, women like yourself, when you really get that real orgasm, that knockout, that TKO, how do you react and how does it feel?
When I really get that, it feels good. How do I react? I go to sleep.
Okay, what about while you're getting it done? Do you shake? Do you moan, loud, scream? Because I had a girl scream and holler and explode all over me before. She squirted all. She wet me up, man. I mean, she wet me up. So what is your reaction? How do you react?
Can I ask you a question? Like, yeah. How do you know it was the orgasm and not pee?
Maybe you can enlighten me, educate me on this. You know when it's pee because it's more clear. When it's, I think when it's the orgasm, it's way more thicker, way more creamier. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
I don't know about that because creamier could be a yeast infection or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I know when it's... I've known from experience, like, it's usually pee, you can smell it, right? Because I think with guys, right, I think, if I'm not mistaken, guys, if they have to go to the bathroom, they drink, and if they having sex, they don't pee or something like that. Mm-hmm. I believe somebody had told me that. They don't pee. They just... Is that true? Like, if y'all having sex...
Yeah, we don't pee, but we pee after we catch that nut. We have to pee.
Yeah, but y'all don't pee during sex.
Nah, unless you're a little boy or something, but a grown man don't pee during sex. See, a man in a woman's body is different. The reason why I asked you that is because... When this girl told me she had a great nut when I made an orgasm, several women, of course, a lot of women. The reason why I feel like I think I know that they had an orgasm, because I'm not them. It's going by what they say. When I try to go back in and I touch their vagina and they jump, they sensitive, like they clench up, it tickles and it does all types of things to them. They can't handle it. Then when you try to go back in that hole, they can't handle it. Same way when your man comes and you keep sucking on it, on the tip or the head or whatever, he clenches up, he can't handle it, he pushes you off. So I just try to compare those two. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
It depends on the, to me it depends on the position and how I was, what put. So to me it's like the riding position. It depends if I rolled him a certain way. Did I ride him and I rubbed on my clitoris? Mm-hmm. If I rubbed on my clitoris and rode him, then no, I can't have sex. I have to wait a while because it's real sensitive. Or did I ride him and I just planted my feet? There's a difference. So if I planted my feet, I could ride him longer, but yet my legs, probably my knees would give out, or not even give out, it'd be like tired. So I would have to like switch it up. But now that I work out a lot and I do a lot of squats, it has helped me to sustain, pulsating squats. It has helped me to sustain, to last longer in riding position rather than I like lay down and like rub on my clitoris. Because if I rub on my clitoris while riding him, it's so sensitive that it just, because, you know, the clitoris, I believe, is that, to me, that's where my G-spot is. So if I'm riding him and I rub on my clitoris, I'm gonna ready and make myself come.
Wow. So y'all do a better job at making yourself come than a man. 9 times out of 10. Mm-hmm. Y'all can really fuck yourself. And you know the difference between a man and a woman? A woman usually needs that physical attraction and that physical touch for sex. A man can use his mind and imagination to have sex and be cool with it.
Do you really think that? I don't think that. I don't think so.
The reason why I'm going to tell you why I say that, me being a man, I can walk in the room and undress you and fuck you with my mind. Men think about sex 85% of the day. We think about sex probably more than y'all ever think about sex. We can undress you with our minds. That's why we can literally jack off to you standing there. We can think of you from 2 weeks ago and think about your face. Sometimes, let me tell you how wicked men are. A man can like a woman and have sex with a woman he's been with 10, 15 years, literally visualize that woman's face replacing the woman's face he'd been with 10 to 15 years and have the best orgasm he's ever had just by fucking the face of a woman that he barely knows, because men want what they can't have and what they can't get. We're just like dogs, and I'm just keeping it real. And this woman wondering, why'd he come so hard? He ain't come this good in 5-6 years. What the fuck is going on? Because he's interested. He's got his mind on somebody else. Men do that. I had this conversation with my brothers, with my cousins, my dad, my uncles, and I thought I was the only one that's done that. But apparently I'm not, because I done talked to hundreds of guys and they have done that. Hell, it didn't got so bad for some guys, so disrespectful, to where they even call the woman another woman's name. So, I mean, I'm sure women done that too. I'm pretty sure everybody has their own imagination, sexual imagination, how they do things. But a man can be in prison and literally jack off to a female prison guard. And, you know, bam, he's good for a little while. It happens all the time. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Now, of course, women masturbate to get off, because a lot of them are single. They don't have men. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered with a man. Sometimes they're by that vibrator and that 10, 12 inch dildo. And, you know, that vibrator with that hook, that rose, whatever they buy. Some of them feel like, hell, I don't need a man. I got this battery. This battery gonna outlast this man. You know, I'm cool with that. But then you got a lot of women that tell me a battery, a dildo can replace the real deal. And I can respect that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, you imagine. I'm sure females do the same thing. Like, you can imagine a person, female can imagine a person as well.
Yeah, that's true. And then you got some guys who, they into size, like what they call BBWs. Then you got some that like SSBBWs, which is supersized women. Then you got some guys that like slim, thick. Then you got some guys that like women your size that are thick, you know, round asses, nice tits or whatever, cute or whatever. Because some guys have sex with certain size women. Most of the time, I don't think it's just something they like. I think it's a fetish. They basically fucking a fetish versus fucking somebody they really like and care about. Like, you got some guys that just particularly pick on, like, you know, large, extra large women. Then you got some guys that just like skinny, real skinny women. I mean, everybody have their own way of thinking, their own fetishes, you know what I'm saying? Whatever satisfied them. But I think sex is 85% more mental and 15% more physical when it comes to a man. That's just my opinion, because I'm a man. And I don't know, I have these conversations, like I say, with my cousins, brothers, uncles, homeboys, you know, random guys. And, you know, men, we're more open-minded when it comes to sex more than women, I think, sometimes. I think we're just more, I don't know, man. I think us being procreators, this is just my opinion, but us being procreators, we're more in tune to sex. We like sex more. A man can literally have sex with a woman. He might have 3-4 nuts and still think about fucking another woman or think about sex. And still go and sit there and lay down and relax in the bed ass naked and watch porn. Because most men are just highly sexual beings. I think it has a lot to do with us being procreators. I don't think that's a bad thing, but sometimes you know, it can become bad. It's not into it like you, and she might work a lot, and she might do this, she might do that, she might not be at home, she might not have time to do this. You might work a lot, y'all might see each other different schedules, even though y'all live in the same household. That's why a lot of men cheat. They chasing something that they're not getting, instead of just making time for sitting down, speaking to the woman like a man, or things of that nature. They go elsewhere and get it, and they realize it wasn't worth it. And I think that's the mistake we make as men. We too impatient. Versus women, y'all way more patient beings than we are. We're very impatient people. And I think men need to learn how to gain patience, whether it be with life, sex, children, bills, or whatever. Like, we just like to get shit out the way because we don't like to prolong things. Versus a woman, she wanna take her time, think about things before she do it sometimes. And I think men need to start doing that. We need to follow our woman's lead in certain situations, so we won't be so quick to move around. Because I think that's a big mistake that men make in life, just life choices in general. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what do you think about teenagers having sex at a certain age? What do you think about that?
I believe in, if they're responsible enough, because teenagers, it could lead to pregnancy. It could lead to a whole lot of, you know. Remember, it depends on the individual, because certain teenagers have the money, certain teachers don't have the money, certain teenagers have responsible, certain teenagers are not responsible. So it really depends on the individual.
Yeah, that's true. Because I was a teenager when I had my child. My dumb ass took the mother of my child's virginity without a condom. And then after that, I started using condoms. I should have used a condom the first time, because the first time I took a virginity, had sex with her, I think I got her pregnant. I wasn't so lucky. I'm assuming my sperm was super. And, you know, I should have known better. But as a kid, you don't know any better. What do you think? What is the age range of children you think is should be liable to have sex with? These days, you can't really stop it. You can't be with them 24/7. What do you think is a good age range for kids to have sex and everything?
18.
So you think 18, that's a kid, or is that a young adult?
I believe that's still a kid. I mean, it's, well, 18.
They can buy cigarettes, though.
Cigarettes is 18, right?
They can buy cigarettes 18. They can drive cars, and they can also rent a park.
That's good. Because if you get pregnant, certain parents is going to kick you out. So you're going to need 18. You're going to need that apartment.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to have to co-sign for you. Because I don't know. Because when I was 16, 17, I had my apartment. My grandmother had to co-sign for me, you know. But I think that, this is just my opinion, people should wait a while. You can have sex, but that come behind sex. Not just a child or a deadbeat dad, or hell, a deadbeat mother. Some of them do exist. You gotta worry about STDs. You gotta worry about, you know what I'm saying, finances. You gotta worry about risk of dying, especially if you never had a child before. You don't know how your body is gonna react to it. So many things run through your head, then the doctors don't make it no better for you. Oh my God, you're at high risk. We need to cut you open and all this other crazy ass shit. So, you know, not only should you consider yourself, stop being selfish. Think about the kids. Don't bring a fucking kid into this fucked up world if you're not mature enough. Not only mature enough, you don't have the finances and the proper care and the proper living stabilities and, you know what I'm saying, around you. No, but no kid deserve to be in no shithole. No kid deserve to be around the wrong motherfuckers, pedophiles, and, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers who ain't good, who ain't never had children, and you got your kids around any and everybody, and you barely making it to pay bills, and your kids hungry and starving at night, and so are you. Like, come on, no child deserve that. I mean, if you gonna fucking fuck yourself before you fuck, you know, us as adults, a lot of us, especially people of color, we've been through enough in life, and we should be the last ones to try to bring children to this fucked up world, knowing all the shit we go through. I'm not saying don't multiply, but do it when it's right. Make sure your significant other's been around. That man is a good man. That woman's a good woman. Y'all established, y'all married, got a house, you own that fucking house, you own your land, you own your car, you're educated, you got a couple bank accounts, and you believe in God, and you're doing some type of praying, you're going to some type of temple, getting some type of holiness in your life, you're doing righteous things, so that child can see those things around them in the household. You can't control what goes on in the outside world, but you can control what goes on in the house, because I believe discipline, great things start at home. That's always been my theory. That's going to be my theory to the end of time.
But as a teenager, I have a teenager son. Yeah. And he always seemed, let me tell you, he got everything planned out. He already know how his life is going to be. Because you know when you're a teenager, you think you know everything. So most teenagers, they're going to tell you, well, that's not going to be my life. You know, that's not going to be my life. That's not me. You know, that's not what I'm going through. So, like I said, it depends on the individual. Some children face reality. Some children, they live in their own fantasy world. And they always say, that's not going to happen to me. That's not going to be me. So it really depends on the individual when it comes to certain situations. Because if you listen to my son is 15 years old. He going to say he know everything. It's too easy. He already got, when he 18, he moving out. And I'm like, I remember saying the same thing to my mother. I remember saying that exact same thing you saying. I live in New York. New York is very expensive.
Very.
You know, according to him, he already got the master plan. So we shall see. Because what I do know, he's going off to college. That's my plan for him. But you know what they always say, you make plans and God laughs. But hopefully he goes off to college. I mean, he do want to go to college, so that's also a good thing. But when it comes, of course he's talking about girls, because most of his friends his age is talking about girls, and they get fly for the girls, which is also is a good thing and a bad thing. You know, because they get fly for the girls I need you to be more focused on school. But then it's also a good thing, because my son is the type of child, like, he was really into video games, really not really caring about his appearance until he went to high school. And now, since the girls is around, he gotta, you know, he clean up his look and everything. So it's also a good thing as well. Yeah. But as far as sex goes, he already told me, I remember he came home and told me, I think he's one of his health teachers told him, like, well, if you get a girl pregnant, you got to take care of the child. And he's like, well, I don't want her taking my money. I'm like, what? What? And he's like, well, I'm not trying to get nobody pregnant because I don't want them taking my money. I'm like, okay, well, if that's how you feel, I won't have that scare that you're going to get somebody pregnant then, if that's how you feel. But I didn't want to clear nothing up when it came to that, because I don't want him to have a teenage pregnancy, if that's the case.
Yeah, for sure. And then you don't know how the parents are going to react, things of that nature, though. But it's good he got that fear installed in him. I wish I would have had the same damn thought processes he had. I was too busy being horny and want to fuck everything, think I was cute and fly and handsome and sexy, and all letting girls boost my head up, and I want to stick my dick in everything I seen. But I was a lucky little kid, even though I only had one child, and I still got one child to this day. Never caught an STD. God has been with me through every step, every battle. Because, man, I done ran through some women. And when I say the Most High was with me as a teenager and as a grown man, he's been with me. And I say, man, look, I've been lucky too many times. It's time to slow down and chill. I ain't got to be fucking everything to get my nut, because 90% of the time when I'm fucking everything out there, it ain't don't be as good as I think it is. Most of them be trash. Can't suck dick. Push. So it's like, you know, you waste your time, man. You go through all this just to waste your time for something. These women talk a real good game. Then when you hit it, It ain't what you. I mean, what happened to this and that you was talking about? Then, you know, the houses be dirty. I can't stand a woman with a dirty house, a dirty car. You know, your kids is walking around snotty nose, dirty shoes, dirty clothes. Like, where's your priorities? Like, where's your, I mean, goddamn, like, you have to have morals in life, you know? And it shows what type of individual these men are to even fuck with a woman that has low morals as she do. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge people. You know what I'm saying? But you know, there ain't nothing to clean the house. There ain't nothing to throw kids in the tub, go wash their clothes. You know, we got to stop worrying about sex and get our priorities straight. You know what I'm saying? And trying to lure men into our house. Then, you know, a lot of these women run around here with 6, 7, 8 kids, 5, 6 baby daddies. You know, do what you want to do. That's your vagina. You your own woman. But that's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? Can't be mad when you got one baby father that's taking care of his child and the other 5 ain't shit, but you being hard on the one that's taking care of his children versus the other 5 deadbeat bums that's steady getting locked up and you don't hear from them for another 10 fucking years. You accidentally bump into them in a grocery store with other kids that ain't even his. He taking care of them. Don't be mad. That's why you got to stick with one man as much as possible. And think shit out, man, before you jump into marriages. Think shit out before you have children. Think shit out even before you go to college. Something simple as changing the color of your hair. Something simple as cutting your hair versus growing your hair. Think shit out before you do. Think before you speak. That's why you got 2 ears and 1 mouth. Wisdom come by hearing. You know, you might miss something if you talk, but if you listen, you'll see, hear, and feel every fucking thing. Take it from a OG like myself that's been there and done that in life, man. Wisdom is everything. Knowledge is power. That's all I'm saying. So let me ask you a couple more questions before we, you know, close.
And you know what? I do want to thank his father because he is like, you know, although we're not together, his father's like a really big fact in his life. So his father do talk to him, which is also a positive thing and always a good thing. And I'm like, since his father has been talking to him, he's more like, my son is about like, I want to get married and stuff like that. But I'm like, listen, you're not getting married right now. Like, you know, not even after college, you have to wait a while. You have to really get to know these females. And, you know, I don't know if he's like really listening to me, because it's like, I got to talk 100 times to him to get like, listen. But when his father talks, it's more like, okay, I get it. And I'm like, what? But it's, you know, it's really good. It's like, Ma, I already know. And I'm like, okay, I'm happy you know. But you could go continue.
A boy is always attached to his mother. So before we close this out, 2 more sex questions. What is the craziest, kinkiest place you ever had sex, or a place that you never had sex that you would like to have sex at? It could be outdoors, indoors, property on the roof, on top of a skyscraper, in a fucking plane, a jet, you know, in the ocean. Shit, I mean, you know, sky's the limit.
I think the place I always wanted to have sex was at the museum.
What type of museum?
A natural history.
Oh, shit. Why is that? That's different.
Because I actually love museums. That's one of my go-tos. Even when I go on vacation, I have to go to a museum. I have to know about the culture. I just love museums. One of my thing is, if I ever was to get married, I want to get married inside the museum.
That's dope. That's different.
And I've seen that in, like, I live in New York City. I seen a marriage, an actual wedding. They was prepping for a wedding inside of a museum. I was like, you could actually do this? I was like, that's one of my places. Like, I want to get married inside the museum. And I actually want to have sex inside of the museum. Like, that's my go-to.
That's dope. See, my little freaky ass that has sex in church properties, the woods, on top of skyscrapers, even though I'm scared of heights. But it's crazy how I didn't give a fuck about those heights when I wanted a piece of ass. But I was on top of that motherfucker. In the pool and all. I didn't fuck in the pool. I didn't fuck Shit, on top of a car and fucked in the rain when it was lightning and thundering. Shit, I never fucked in front of no animals. That's weird to me. Hell, I did every kinky damn thing it is to do on the balcony. I think I fucked in front of some girls before. Not no guys or nothing, son of some girls. So I done did damn near everything it is to do. But I think I got a couple things on my list. Probably the ocean, a cruise ship or something. Shit, in a haunted house or something. Or maybe in a house where a serial killer is known to be. Might try that or something. Something that's going to get my adrenaline pumping. Give me the chills. But I will have a weapon on me just in case. You know, some extra heads or something. Got to be careful no matter where you at. You know where you're going, because it could be the last time your dumb ass have sex. You got to be more careful, you know what I'm saying? Threesomes. I tried that already. Two women or whatever. I was young when I did that, though. I can't remember last time I did that, though. You know, having sex with a woman with another guy, that's nothing I want to try. That's not my cup of tea. I don't condone in it. I don't respect it. I would never respect it. I don't want to see another man's balls twanging, another man naked. That's not my thing. I'm a very straight, masculine guy. I don't need no help. I actually like my ice cream and my cake and eat it too. So I like putting in my own work. I like one-on-one action. I don't need no man, even if it's two women. I just want it to be me and those two women. I don't need no other guy in the room. I don't want no other guy in the room. Go on about your business. Get your, find you a girl, whatever. And if he's for the, if they for the block, y'all wait till I'm finished. I don't know. That's just me. Everybody's different, but that's just me. That's my opinion. That's what I believe. It's how I rock, how I roll, you know? I just like to have fun, man. It's all about fun, foreplay. I got to have a physical attraction with you physically, and also I got to have some type of mental mind attraction or spiritual attraction with you in order to be attracted to you. You can have the biggest ass, the nicest body, and prettiest face. But if your attitude stinks and something about you I don't like, it can be a total turnoff. You might even look like you, your pussy stink to me. And just something about you, I just sense as a man or as myself, and it might turn me off. And I might just be like, nah, I'm good. Even if I get your number, you might do something at the last minute to turn me off. You know, I might just like, fuck that. I'm not calling her. I throw your number in the trash or I just delete it out my phone. Now, I did learn something from my best friend. She used to be a stripper. She was also, they call stud, dyke, lesbian, whatever. Long story short, she stopped fucking with women, and she told me something. She said she's really into big guys. That's her cup of tea. And she's a beautiful girl, you know, nice body and everything. Red, she does hair. She owns her own shop. She's Muslim now. She changed her life. She's married now. But she told me, she was like, you know, a woman listens, and as a man, sometimes y'all say dumb shit to turn us off. A man can say one wrong dumbass thing to turn a woman off. That's why it's always good when you're dealing with a woman, speak when spoken to, answer with the right questions, shut the fuck up when it's time to fuck instead of doing all that talking or prior to fucking, because you can talk yourself out of getting some pussy. She might want to fuck you, because a woman already know when they want to fuck you from the time they meet you 9 times out of 10. But if you say one wrong thing or do one wrong thing, you can turn her completely off and she can be no longer interested in you. So y'all guys out there, when you're dealing with a woman and she's already feeling you, just let it be what it is. Don't try to be Superman, super save a hoe, say some dumb shit or do some dumb shit and try to impress her, because she's going to be turned off. Now you're going to be considered a lame and you can't be mad at her because thing if she did it to you. So play fair. That's all I'm saying. What would you like to say to these folks before we log out?
I would just like to say this was a really good conversation that we have.
For sure.
Thanks for inviting me on to your podcast.
Anytime.
I would like to say health and wealth is always a good thing. Larissa Tell. Do you do like Instagram handles or anything like that?
Yeah, go and do your stuff.
Okay, so you can follow me on I Am Larissa Tell. And that's about it. Like,
Yeah, dope individual. Smart, sweet. Me and this girl have the craziest conversations, man. And it's crazy because we can talk about anything. This is actually my praying partner, so we pray about stuff. You know, she come to me for information and you know, advice, and vice versa. I do the same for her. And I will be having her on here more often. And I think our next episode, we're going to be talking about what goes on in the Black community, in the household, but most all races, of course, but particularly Black, you know, fatherless homes versus homes with fathers and things of that nature, what goes on behind closed doors. We're going to talk about deepest pedophilia and, you know, disrespect and brainwash, man. We're gonna drop some jewels on you, man. So, you know, stay tuned. Other than that, I appreciate y'all listening. Y'all stay clean, stay safe, and stay dangerous. Come on. Yeah.